There it is.
Gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
I was just telling Ted before we started the podcast that my daughter has a runny nose right now. And God forbid she learns how to wipe her own nose.
Oh, no. Yeah.
She's like a damn dictator. Ronnie! And then you gotta go over there with a little, like, tissue. Daddy, Ronnie! Can you wipe my nose, Dad, please? I respect the word economy. It's just, Ronnie!
The word economy. But this is not a word economy situation.
No, this is like barking orders at me.
Right. This is more of a could you ask nicely? And also, like, they have no issue picking their noses.
Right.
But, like, when it's runny or they got to blow it, all of a sudden they can't do anything.
It's like their hands don't work anymore.
Yeah.
Ronnie. Hey, come over here. Wipe your nose. It's great. Are you done with this yet? At least say, Runny, please.
Right.
I mean, she is good with that. Like, she is almost, it's almost like she doesn't know how to start a sentence unless she starts it with the word please. It's kind of adorable. So she'll be like, please, I watch television show. Please, I have a cookie. I'm like, okay, it's more like, can I have a cookie, please? But who am I to tell a 3-year-old what is the right way to say something? And it's adorable. And everything is just like, please, I go to the store. Like, yeah, sure, we could go to the store.
I'm just saying, then you'll get into the phase where it's like, can I have a cookie, please? Like, no. Well, I said, please.
Right.
Well, thank you for saying please, but that doesn't mean you get what you want. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can't just walk into a bar and be like, I'll take a free beer, please. Well, I said please.
I wish we could have child logic wherever we went.
That would be awesome.
Can I please have a hamburger? They give it like, okay, here's your check. No, I said please. I meant that I would want it for free.
Oh, yeah. We go to a fancy dinner with, like, people from work, and we just order chicken tenders. And if they don't have them, we're annoyed.
Start crying.
Yeah.
Or do that pouty lip thing. Oh, the pouty lip thing is just, like, a ticking time bomb.
You're
like,
oh, you know it's going to go off.
Right. There's no fixing it. You see that lip start curling, and you're like, well, it's all over but the crying, and the crying is coming.
Right. It's due.
Yeah, it's like, you could even say, whatever you're about to pout about, we will do. Like last night, she's just like, I want to read a book in bed. Oh, well, no, you already read one on the couch. All right, fine, we'll read a book in the bed. I want to read a book in bed, Ronnie. And it's like, oh, my God. Just go to sleep, you sick child.
It's also weird, too. So I feel like even when you're out partying, right? You know what I mean? Even like if it's me, let's say it's me, you, I don't know, Jay and Munson.
Okay.
The four of us are partying.
The boys are back.
Now, you'll notice, let's say old Coach Ted got into the beers a little early during the day, right?
Never you guys happens.
Could start you could right, never happens. Daytime Ted? Never.
Never.
You could be like, oh, Ted's fading, right? Because I'll get quiet. And be like, oh, look, he's gonna fall asleep in the couch.
Yeah.
Where his children get loud.
Yes.
And it's like, why are they so loud? Oh, they're tired. It's just weird. It's like, why do you get loud before you go to bed?
And they do both. Like, they're extreme either way. They're either extremely crying, and they're loud, and they won't stop. And you're like, you're just going to cry yourself to sleep. That's fine.
Yeah.
Or they're like in the happiest mood that you've ever seen them and just running like a damn Tasmanian devil around the house until they slam into things. And they just think it's the funniest thing because they're just slap happy tired.
Yeah.
You're like, jeez.
It's the complete opposite of like adults. Adults, like, I can tell when somebody's tired. They're nodding off.
Yeah,
they're slinking into the couch. Like with kids, you got to wait till they're absolutely losing their S and then be like, oh, all right, I guess we are getting ready for bed.
Oh, and she refuses to take a nap. So like if she's like that way during the day and you're like, oh. So we have to find something to go do, like go to Target so that way we can get in the car because she'll fall asleep in the car. But God forbid we want her to fall asleep on the couch. There's just too much to do.
Dude, I mean, in all kids, I was the same way. I remember having a neighbor, I think it was like a teenager, and we were at the beach, and his kids were little, and he's like, we just get in the truck, we got to go for a ride. And I was like, why? And like, he's like, just trust me. And like, 5 minutes in, he's like, see? Puts him right to sleep.
And more than that, there are times where we're doing stuff, we're like, she'll sleep on the ride home, it'll be great. And we're riding, and she's just talking and talking, like, oh, she's not going to go to sleep. And we're like literally 2 blocks from our house, and then nods off. And we're like, you could have got a full nap in. We were driving for 45 minutes. You waited until the 43rd minute to fall asleep. Way to go. Ronnie. Sorry.
Ronnie.
We were talking about you this weekend, talking about Munson and Jay. The boys were back together.
I saw that. The donkeys were in action.
Wow. Well, we did a tournament called the Spring Thaw over at Tacoma Twin Rinks in Tacoma, of course.
All right.
Shout out to Rob Coffin and the crew over there. They always have
Is that the same rink we used to go to?
That the old rink was the Meat Locker.
All right.
And the Meat Locker eventually got sold to, I think, like a dispensary or something like a grow op.
Oh, no kidding.
Or like a weed place or something along those lines. So they eventually moved out of there and then moved to the new place, which is now the Tacoma Twin Rinks. It's the same people running it.
Instead of
one sheet of ice, there's now two. Instead of it being like this just old, broken, rundown, a lot of charm to it. Like, I miss the Meat Locker. That place was badass. Mainly miss the showers because it was like one giant room with just a bunch of shower heads. But like everybody's just in the room taking a shower and just BSing. It was super fun. Now it's more of a typical place with like locker rooms with showers with stalls and what is this crap? You know, no, I'm kidding. Of course, it's nice. In other words,
that's all right.
They're even building like a little bar and like a little restaurant. I think they're gonna have in between the two rinks.
Oh, nice.
They're still doing it up. It's freaking great. So we got to go down there. I haven't seen some of these guys since the pandemic.
Like, yep, that makes sense.
A lot of the guys haven't seen each other. Like the donkeys kind of fell apart as a team. Like I think they tried to do one season without me. And I think they just did one, and then after that, things just kind of like everyone's lives changed, or I think also like the A-League that the Donkeys were in, it folded, and they didn't want the entire team to then bounce down to a lower league because it wouldn't have been fair to the other teams. So we just kind of went our separate ways, a lot of the guys. Not you know, obviously keep in touch with text, but...
I mean, I guess that makes sense because we probably still went the year before the pandemic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so then everything just kind of changed. Dude, you put us back in a locker room together. Like, I went down just to surprise a lot of guys. Like, no one knew I was coming except for, like, three of the dudes. And so it was just kind of like a fun, like, hey, come down. We won't tell them. The boys will be crazy if they see you. I came down and I coached, which I learned a couple things. Coaching, it's freaking cold on the ice when you're not wearing all your gear and, like, getting up and getting down, getting up and getting down as a goalie. Like, my feet were numb by the end of that. Like, I was frozen. But the other part I learned, it's way more fun being on the bench than playing goalie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. All this time I've been stuck living in my own world, dealing with the thoughts in my head, giving up a bad goal, thinking everybody hates me, like living the world of anxiety out there by myself. And everyone's on the bench just chatting, making fun of the other team, having a good laugh. I was like, guys, I did this wrong all these years. Hanging on the bench with you guys is way more fun than being a goalie.
Yeah, I mean, look, when I was coaching the donkeys, sometimes I'd be known to fill up a water bottle with Fireball.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of little details, Steve. You got to keep the boys motivated.
I brought the beer onto the bench.
Oh, nice. See, you're a natural coach.
I'm a good assistant coach.
Yeah.
We didn't do well.
Oh, no wins.
Well, they won one game on Friday, and then they lost two on Saturday.
All right.
And the deal was, because like Tackler was in that. Tackler's a way better goalie.
So I miss Tackler.
Yeah, I love Tackler. He sends his regards. He's nice. Just a good dude. And so the agreement was, if they're out of championship contention, they wanted me to jump in goal. Because originally they wanted me to play. And I'm like, guys, I haven't played in over a year. If you're trying to win, not the guy for you. Like,
right.
If you're trying to, if this is like a classic where we're just going to get wasted and have fun, I'm your goalie. And so, like, you know what? Tackler actually does want to play. How about this? If we don't have a chance of winning the championship, we'll put you in. I'm like, great. So I signed up for USA Hockey, paid like the $50 so I could be, you know, able to be on the roster and all that crap. They lose. We get in the locker room. We're all hanging out. We're laughing, having a great time. And Tackler looks at me and goes, you want to play tomorrow? I'm like, I kind of do. And he's like, great, I'll skate out because Tackler could do both.
Oh, I see. So you went down Saturday and kicked it with the boys and coached.
Yep.
Sunday, and then played Sunday.
I went down and played at Sunday morning. So got all suited up, went on the ice a little bit sooner than I usually would for warm-ups just to see if I knew how to skate still. That was weird. And then just going down, I was like, the last time I went, I stopped playing was because of my knee injury when I sprained my knee.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know my knee wants to bend that way because, you know, I could wrestle because you don't bend your knee in a weird way. When you're doing a goalie, you do that butterfly split kind of a thing, like the butterfly position where your knees kind of flare out your legs.
Right.
I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like re-injure my MCL or what. Like, I was just kind of terrified of that. So I slowly went down, like, it feels good. Kept doing it until I was like, I think I'm okay. And then once the game started, I forgot I even was like, I had a big knee brace on underneath my goalie.
Well, once
gear.
You started playing, the adrenaline's kicking in. Like, right. Then it's hard not to.
And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say I played a stellar game. There's a couple goals I would love to have back. I think if I was playing frequently, but we lost 5-1. We scored our goal with like literally 3 seconds left in the game.
Which, pride.
Honestly, made it. I think the game. I think we had more fun having that moment than actually winning the game, because that goalie was kind of getting under the skin of some of the players. There was a lot of chirping going on. So to crush his
Sunday morning losers bracket chirping, like, what are we doing here, boys,
dude? Everyone's yelling at each other.
Are you serious?
I'm dying. They're all, even on Saturday night, they're yelling at this one guy. He's got one of those, like, fishbowl cages. Like, not the cage, but, like, the one.
The clear one.
The clear one.
Yeah.
So he's trying to chirp back, but all of our guys are like, we can't hear you. And he's yelling, and everyone's like, nobody understands what you're saying. You're in this, take your
stupid. Can you hear him?
No.
Oh,
it's all right. Like, he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's like a Charlie Brown teacher.
It was like playing with Cool Bird.
It was. Like, drop the ball. And it's like, oh, it was hilarious, dude. But then, long story short, we play, we don't win. Nobody. I looked at Munson after I gave up the fourth goal. I'm like, oh, man, I'm sorry. He goes, I don't care. I was like, you're right. Why do I care? And then he's like, I had a moment where I was like, should I care? Steve seems so upset about giving up a goal. I'm like, I just didn't want to piss you guys off. I haven't played in a while. And they're like, no, dude, you played great. Like, I faced a ton of shots. I only gave up five. I think if I was like on top of my abilities, I probably would have given up only three.
How did it feel getting that first one off the chest or something?
The first save felt like it was a trickler of a shot, but stopping the first shot was so important to me. I'm like,
yeah,
this will either dictate how this whole game's going to go, good or bad.
Yeah.
So I felt good. I was making a couple good saves, and we coughed up the puck. They got their first goal. Wasn't my fault at all. But then a couple of the other ones, my angles were way off. Just, you know, you don't do it for a while. You kind of
hard.
Yeah. So, like, certain things, like, it's a matter of inches. I wasn't really all there, but had a blast. We get in the locker room. Everyone's having a great time. But finally, someone goes, you guys want to just do this again? And we're all like, because we started talking about doing the classic again.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we can't do Easter because a lot of us now, Tackler's got a kid, Munson's got a kid.
I've seen that, right.
I've got a kid. Like, a few of us have kids now. It's like, trying to get away on Easter weekend's not going to happen. I'm like, why don't we do the older guy tournament?
Because that's the week before, right?
I think it's the week before or 2 weeks before, depending on how the schedule works. Watch, it's Easter this time.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're like, that one's 35 and up. Everyone on our team was 35 and up, except for this one girl, Shanimal. Shan.
Is everybody 35 now?
Yeah.
I don't know why I always think like Tackler is so much younger.
No, everybody's at least 35, if not older. So we are now capable of playing the old man's tournament.
Yeah.
So we got to do that.
We do. Is it as much fun?
We're there, it is.
Yeah, that's a good
How
point.
Often do we hang out with the other teams?
I don't know. I'm just like, but Steve, let me just cut it down. Do they still have a beer garden?
Yes. Old guys like to drink beer, Ted. You know that. What are you, 23?
Yeah. Well, coach can't be there. 35 and over. Like, stop lying, Ted. There's no chance you're under 35.
And then it just turned into, what if we play next season? So we're going to do another season as the Donkeys. We're already talking about getting new jerseys done. I already ordered new gear. Which made my wife very happy.
I was going to say, I bet Sid was pumped.
That didn't go over as well as I thought it would.
No.
I was like, babe, she's excited for me to play. She's like, well, because I'm going to stop wrestling. It's kind of already, I've been slowly working my way out. And there's been some stuff that's happened recently that's a way long story, but I'm just kind of done with it.
Yeah, I think I saw some of that.
Yeah, it's just because all I know is if people know what I'm talking about, I think they could kind of figure out, don't believe everything you read on the internet. I mean, believe that there's a piece of crap situation and a bad person. But the other people that are getting raked into this and being crapped on that didn't do anything bad legitimately should not be crapped on. And I'm just kind of done with that mob.
Seems like there's drama stuff.
It's a witch hunt. And I knew it was going to happen. I thought it was going to happen against the promotion because he was a part owner.
Right.
The guy in question. It was a guy that was sending inappropriate messages to somebody. It was terrible. But then there's another guy who's also one of the owners who's a great, great person and did not know and was blindsided like the rest of us and is now getting catching the wrath of it all because the other guy isn't, you know, no one can get a hold of him, obviously. He kind of just disappeared off of social media. So everyone's taking out their frustration on this poor dude that didn't do anything wrong. And I'm watching my friend have his entire, like, life be thrown upside down, him and his wife dealing with stress. I'm like, I don't want to be around that kind of mentality. Like, it just makes me kind of feel gross. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some people, I'm like, are you doing it for the person that got affected or are you doing it because you like the attention?
Yeah.
And when you're all of a sudden like hyping your t-shirt sales because, like, you're not doing a long story short. I'm sorry. I'm kind of angry about this.
Yeah, you're kind of cycling out of the wrestling stuff.
And so, like, it just kind of makes me be like, you know what? I love those 15 minutes in the ring. I don't love anything else that happens in the world of wrestling because of that.
Right, and this is, like, the second time you've gone through this.
It is. And they're both different, but close enough.
Yeah.
That it's infuriating. So to be around people who I love and have fun with and those were my dudes, and I thought that this was a chapter of my life that was gone, that can open up again. All right, maybe I'll do a wrestling match here and there. Not every month, not all the time. In fact, if you want to see me, this might be the last few months until I call it quits when the hockey season starts. I don't know. But to get myself excited, I treated myself to a new set of goalie gear.
Nice. Remember we were hanging out in December. I said to you, I was like, do you miss playing hockey? And you're like, yeah. And then finally I just went, don't you miss the boys?
I miss the boys. I really
And it's hard because as adults, we just don't get that locker room fun time
at all.
Yeah.
So I truly missed it. So the idea of it coming back, and it's coming back in like September, I'm fired up. Yeah.
Nice. Here's
a picture of the gear that I just put.
Oh, man, that looks dope.
Right? Green and black, and it's slick. My wife's like, you're going to order those? Like, when do you plan on ordering those? I'm like, 3 hours ago?
Yeah.
She's like, you already ordered them? I'm like, yeah. She's like, with our money? I'm like, with my credit card, so don't worry about it.
That's when, you know what? That's when you just got to nut up and go, with my money.
I almost pulled that.
I don't do that.
No.
That would be horrible.
No.
I mean, I wish I had the guts to do that to a woman I was with. There's no chance I would say that.
And she's like, guilty me. And she's like, oh, she totally, like, she's happy. Like, she knows that that makes me happy. And she's happy to know that, like, I'm not going to try and do both, like, obviously. And in fact, I'll be home way more if I do hockey than I do wrestling. Because, yeah, I'll play on a Saturday night. But I'll be home all day until like 9 o'clock at night.
And it's closer. Play.
And it's closer. I'm not leaving at 1 in the afternoon and getting home at 3 in the morning. I'm like leaving at, you know, 8 p.m. and getting home at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Way different. So yeah, I'm excited, man. It's gonna be a fun run. If we could do a couple more seasons, you know, it's just nice to know that the boys, no matter what, we're always homies, man. You know, that truly is my crew, and I'm glad I haven't been this happy in a while, especially with all the crap going on with wrestling. Oh, I needed it bad.
Well, and wrestling too, like, I know you have good buddies in there, right? Like, Ethan's dope.
Oh, Ethan's, right? Ethan's like, him and I have got, like, bonded a lot because of all this BS that's going on.
But you're also dealing with a sport where at the end of the day, they're like, it's you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Whereas, like, hockey's just more fun because there's teammates.
And it's a lot of egos, and it's not everybody, a lot of fragile egos. And for a tough man performance, some people aren't necessarily all that tough behind the scenes. And some of them just don't understand, like, you know what? This is not how life is. Like, you can't just spout off on social media and not think that, like, what you're saying is going to impact people's lives. And you need to grow up.
Yes.
And, like, that's – I'm just not in the mood for that. And
yeah.
If that makes them mad at me, so be it. You're probably never going to see me again anyway. So whatever. I mean, what do you want from me? I mean, what am I going to do?
Like, I mean, look,
I'm watching good people, good person – get crapped all over because of the actions of a bad person.
Right. And let's take that situation out of it. But sometimes with social media, too. I mean, there's plenty of people I'm friends with through other avenues that, like, yeah, they just spout off so much stuff.
Right.
And it's like so aggressive. And I'm just like, dude, I know you.
You're not this person.
You're right. What's the famous quote? Like, you're not that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just chill out.
Right.
Also, like,
breathe before you hit send.
Yeah. Also, I'm just one of the, like, I don't do as much nearly as much social media as I used to. It's like, it's not, same. Sometimes I'm just like, it's not worth it. Like, sure, I have opinions on stuff, but like, what's the point?
You know how many times
so somebody could jump back in?
Exactly.
It's like, all right, whatever.
You know how many times I even showed my buddy, the one that's being attacked, like, what I was going to write to defend him. And like, he's even said, I've had so many, there's no winning. There's no winning. Like, I mean, and it's like, nobody wants to let the truth get in the way of whatever narrative they want to put out there. And it's like, things are being left out because it doesn't fall in line with whatever story they're trying to tell. And it's like, that's infuriating. And you're just like, oh my gosh, like, people need to stop believing other people. Just because they put it on social media doesn't mean it's facts.
Right.
And it's crazy how people are believing, and then random people that I don't even know, they're just like fans are jumping in. Well, yeah, this is because he did this. I'm like, he never did that. You're saying he did that because someone else said he did that. That's not necessarily mean it's true. Like, are we just blindly believing everybody now?
Yeah,
cool.
I'm with you. Drama.
I'm sick of social media. I'm sick of wrestling, but I still love hockey.
You're a goddamn hockey player, Migs.
I'm a donkey, man.
You are.
I'm a damn donkey, and it's about time I stop hiding from it.
Yes.
Hee-haw, mother effer. Hee-haw.
Let that jackass out.
Ah.
Free him.
Ah.
I don't know. Hawks. Starring. D-Tex Smith.
I'm sorry. That was a very confusing break, I'd imagine, for some that don't know what's going on with wrestling. But a lot's been on my mind.
That's all right. What a part of the TED Talk today is something new.
Okay.
Right? Take some chances. Do something new. I don't know whether you, I mean, hell, it could be something simple as maybe, I don't know, you and the wife go to the same restaurant every Friday. Try a new spot.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll suck. Maybe it'll be awesome. Maybe you got a new commute and you read books now on the train. Your book train guy.
Oh, is that Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's the book of the week?
Well, Steve, you can probably tell from the way I walked in here and my leadership skills that I'm reading Geronimo by Mike Leach. Learning a lot about the great Apache warrior.
Wait, Mike Leach, the former coach for WSU?
Correct.
Huh.
I forget the other like guy that helped him write it, but yeah, they wrote a book about Geronimo.
I got to imagine that's a fun book to read because you got to be reading it in his voice.
Well, and also, like, I'm only a few chapters in, right? Because my commute's not that long, but like, it really gives you insight into how he ran his offense.
Okay.
Right? About like leadership and stuff. And like, sometimes, you know, it's like, look, you can give a good speech, right? It's like with the Apaches, like if Geronimo wanted to go out on a raid to old Mexico, he would get the other Apache tribes together and he would kind of give like a speech, but you'd have to ask for their help. Hmm. Right. And it's like a good speech goes a long way. It's like preparation. And then that, you know, fired up speech takes you to victory. Huh. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So there's some good life lessons in there. But yeah, I mean, I haven't been reading books in a long time, but now I'm a book guy. So just try something new.
All right.
Yeah. Went to an Indian restaurant by myself last week, Steve.
What would you get?
So I got, first of all, I was like, ooh, I'll sit at the bar and get a beer. There's nobody else at the bar. It's just me.
Not even a bartender.
No, the guy comes over. I get a beer and a menu. And then some other Indian dude.
Just serve yourself.
Right. Walks over with the same guy. And he's going, all right. Yeah. All right. Get a shaker. Fill it with ice. And he's like, Maker's Mark. Do you have vermouth? And I just look over. I go, Manhattan, huh? And he's like, yeah, this guy doesn't know how to make a Manhattan.
Next thing you know, Ted's now the bartender at the Indian restaurant.
That would be awesome. I got whatever. It's like a little fried thing, and it's got like peas in it,
huh?
Some lamb, and then some other green spices. But it was delicious.
My thing is always the chicken tikka masala.
Oh, yeah. Butter chicken's pretty good.
My buddy's the Bollywood boys. I know, you know they wrestle at Defy a lot. All they do is talk about butter chicken.
Yeah. Have you had it?
I have had it at one place. I like chicken tikka masala better.
Okay.
But my wife makes, now that I'm not eating meat, she makes a butter tofu.
Yeah.
That honestly, like if I had that at a restaurant, that would be my go-to dish all the time. And I don't know why. Every week, she's like, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, I want your butter tofu. And yeah. I think she thinks I'm joking because every week I don't get butter tofu. And then the next time she asks me what I want for dinner, I'm like, I want your butter tofu. And I'm like, at what point are you going to take my word seriously, woman? I want your damn butter tofu.
Yeah, there's a
this is like, why I buy goalie gear behind her back.
Yeah. What? I don't know if that's a man and woman thing, but I think it is. I could eat the same meals every day of the week, right? Like,
yes.
Right, exactly. Like, what do you want? Like, butter tofu works.
Yes. Like, when I'm home every morning, I'll have like the put them in the toaster thing. The waffles that are already made that you just put in a toaster, like Lego Mayego kind of waffles. I have those, put some peanut butter on it, drip some honey on it, eat it with a banana.
That's a pie. I like that. That sounds good.
Oh, it's amazing. That's my weekend meal. If I'm in charge of making my breakfast, I'll have that every single time.
Did you ever listen to Don and Mike? Like they were out of DC and then they were on that massive, they got syndicated.
Like for maybe a couple of days. I think they were on The Buzz. When The Buzz existed here.
All right. They were on that big station though. Remember it was like Howard in New York City. It was like Howard. What was it like?
Opie and Anthony.
They were on there.
Ron and Fez.
And then Ron and Fez.
And that was like NEW, I think.
Yeah. So Don and Mike, if you grew up in DC, I mean, and they got syndicated, but they were out of DC. So that was like the show we listened to. And honestly, if you ever heard Don and Mike and you listen to The Men's Room, you could tell Thrill and I are massive Don and Mike fans.
Okay.
But Don, talking about eating the same thing, he would always have this joke with his wife. She's like, what do you want? And he would be like, shake and bake chicken. And she would get on. I'm like, what? So there was like, I remember there was a month where she was like, well, why don't you eat it for a month? And then in Don Geronimo, he ate shake and bake chicken like every day for a month. Same thing. He's like, no, I like this. I will eat it.
Dude, for a while, I was like having a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day. And I was like, at what point are you going to get sick of having this peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I'm like, I'm guessing never.
Yeah.
Because I think it's delicious.
Dude, I've been trying to like be good about like working out again and stuff, and like so like every Sunday now, I just sweat a bunch of peppers and onions, cook them on the stove, and I either like boil some chicken or something boring, right? Grill it, shred it up, and mix it all together. Or I just brown a pound of ground turkey and mix those peppers, onions, or whatever, and just like a little container. Just like, yeah, I'll just go home and eat this for 3 days.
I'd have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Like for a while, like I was like, I want to now, I'm on this big fix ever since we were in that suite that one time and we had like their impossible meat with, it was like a Korean barbecue sauce.
Oh, nice.
So I just got a bottle of Korean barbecue sauce and I got like the big slab of impossible meat that looks like ground, like it looks like this, like you know, what you get before you can turn it into like kind of like ground beef.
Yeah.
Like that, like that little chunk of meat.
Yeah.
And I just do it like that, like how they
brown
did it
up
and brown it up and just pour in some of that Korean barbecue sauce. I could eat that every day and have no problem. With either like a tortilla, on rice, whatever.
Oh, dude, look, I could eat.
I'm so hungry now. And I already had lunch.
Look, I could eat just a turkey roll off with like turkey cheese on a flour tortilla. I mean, I could, I'm with you. Yeah. I could eat that every day.
Yeah, that's why it just cracks me up. My wife's just like, you always want the same thing. I'm like, yes, because I know it's good.
Yeah, and then it's like, hey. Saturday night or Sunday, we'll get something crazy.
And then we'll get sushi. And I'm like the same order every time.
Creature of habit, Ted.
I know.
That's so funny. No, honey, for real, I want the butter tofu.
And every time I'm like, when do you think I'm making it? And finally she's like back there. So like, I made your butter tofu. Like, I think she thinks I'm like mocking her, but I don't know what it is. But like, I legit think it's as good as anything I've had in a restaurant.
Plus, like,
I love it.
To this day, I can't explain it. Like, there is something very nice about having the person you're with cook for you.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, Sid gets kind of, like, recently I've been more of on a kick of, like, not, like, every week, but every, like, once every couple of weeks, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to make us, like, tamales, or I'm going to make us.
Oh, your world famous tamales.
My world famous tamales, or I made my world famous vegan sushi, or my world famous vegan pretzels, or whatever. Like, and I think she gets a kick out of that now. She's like, I kind of like that. You, like, sometimes just cook a meal for us, and they've all been good.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll keep it. Don't expect it every day. Like, that's your thing. Like, I can't do that.
Don't expect it every day.
It's a process for me. It's exhausting. Like, I give you credit. Like, I can't do this. I don't have the reps. All right, Tim. We got to talk sports.
Let's do it.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports. Brought to you by
wearing the shirt.
Popcorn. Yep, wearing the shirt.
Good people.
Great popcorn. And great shirts.
How about that Kraken hockey?
Come on. What a game.
Unbelievable.
Dude, I was so nervous. For days now, I've been like hyping up. Playoff hockey is not even anything like regular season. Regular season hockey is still my favorite sport.
So I've been doing it on the men's room too.
You hype it up and you're like, what if it turns out to be a dud of a game? And I'm going to have all these listeners that are new to hockey and new to playoff hockey thinking, like when you tell someone, this album's the best album ever, this movie's the best movie ever, and then the listener's like, dude, this is like the drizzling poops. I was so worried that this was going to be a dud of a game. Because I watched like the Devils-Rangers game, and the Rangers just crushed the Devils. And I'm like, boy, we both look like we're geniuses when we're saying this is like playoff hockey's on a whole other level.
Yeah.
Last night was amazing.
Grubauer?
That second period?
Put the puck away, Gruby.
Oh, my gosh. And the one goal he let in, not his fault at all. Right. I mean, McKinnon's incredible, and it went off the guy's skate, not intentionally, but still did. I don't blame that one on him at all. He was on fire.
Yeah, and it's like, right, that's the reigning champs. You go down to their house. I mean, also, right, what's it, two games down there, and then you come back here Saturday, right?
Yes, and then Monday, yep.
Right, so it's like, best you could have hoped for was a split. So to come out in your first ever Stanley Cup playoff game, get that win. I mean, look, you go 2-0 coming back here. That would be, that, I mean, I can't wait to see Climate Pledge Saturday night on TV. It is going to be rocking and rolling.
Oh, my gosh. And it's so much better than coming into it down 0-2. Pledge would still be rocking and rolling. But the fact that you stole one from the other team in their city.
Yeah. And they look good.
And dude, Colorado looked good too. Like, let's not say like it wasn't like we got a bad performance from them. Both teams played hard. Yeah. They were skating hard, and Gruby was the difference.
Right, and hockey is, I don't know, I feel like in NFL, you just don't see it as often. Like, it's rare. I think the Steelers did it, but it's rare to see a wild card team make it to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But like in hockey, I mean, look at the Kings. We were talking about the Blues a few years ago. Yep. I want to say, man, I remember even what was it, Dominic Hasek with Buffalo with the Sabres? Yep. Like they would barely sneak into the tournament. He would get hot.
Yep.
All of a sudden, they're almost to the finals. Like. I mean, you get in those tournaments, man. Anything can happen.
There's no guarantee in the NHL except for the Toronto Maple Leafs losing in the first round.
Jesus Christ. That is unbelievable. Again, it makes me laugh. I have no reason to hate the Habs.
I will forever.
Or no, that's the Canadiens. Or the
Maple Leafs,
yeah. Maple Leafs. But like, it makes me laugh. And they look so sad. It's like
fans look so dejected.
Yeah, it's like they know it's coming.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter how good they are that year.
It's like the Seattle Mariners of hockey. It's like they're just doomed. And like, I always root for them to do well. If they get out of the first round. For the first round, I'm always rooting for them to lose because it's hilarious at this point. I'm not a Maple Leafs fan, so what do I care? But if they get out of the first round, I want to see them win the cup one day. You know what I mean?
I don't think they have it in them. I think it's in their head.
Yeah, dude, Grubauer's performance was so great, I even wrote a song about it. Did you hear it this morning?
Okay, so I saw the video, but I was on the train, so I didn't have on the audio.
Danny, if you wouldn't mind,
yeah,
hit it.
Oh, wow.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm not really.
Groovy, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your play just hypnotize me. And we just love your big glove saves. Guess that's why you win and the Avs are lame. Groovy, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your play just hypnotize me. And we just love your big glove saves. Cracking win game one and the Avs are lame.
Oh, a little hate in there.
Turn my headphones up.
I don't know if we need to
be out.
I'd like to be out.
Me too.
We out.
We out.
Turn me up in my headphones.
That is after always, I'm done.
After you're done. I thought usually you got to start with that. Like, turn me up in my headphones.
We even had Sarah do it and BJ do it too.
Let's hear BJ's.
Okay. What about you, Dad? You want to give it a whirl?
Oh, let's go. Dad, I saw you dancing over there in the corner.
I don't know when to come in and sing.
I could be your backup dancer.
Steve will give you the finger guns.
Oh! He has the worst timing. He's the guy that can't clap on a beat. This song keeps getting better and better each time.
Let's go, Dad.
Right, all right.
Are you ready, BJ?
All right.
Come on, BJ.
Not yet.
Get a point for me.
Yep.
Groovy, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your play just hypnotize me. And we just love your big glove saves. Guess that's why you win in the Avalanche.
Groovy, groovy, groovy,
can't you see? Sometimes your play just hypnotize me.
I mean, Steve, look, let's play it on the table. It's not like you're a great rapper, but he sounds like a dude reading rap lyrics. Does he just not have rhythm?
It sounds like he doesn't even have the music on in the background. No, he has no rhythm.
And we just love your big glove saves. Crack and win game one, and the Avs are lame.
Represent 206.
We out. Sea Kraken. He got it a little bit in the second verse. Did he dance at Sarah's wedding?
Not really, no.
Really?
I don't think so, but I blacked out. Here's a little bit of what Sarah sounded like.
My daughters are very...
Here we go. She did the best.
Groovy, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your plays just hypnotize me. And we just love your big love saves. Guess that's why you win and the Avs are lame. Groovy, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your plays just hypnotize me. And we just love your big love saves. Crack and win game when the Avs are lame.
Turn our headphone up. We out.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I don't know. Now you're coaching people. Turn our headphone up, bitch.
I don't know why I got like that.
When did you write this lyrical masterpiece?
Like 10 minutes before we went on the air?
Jesus. Which is funny because I know you don't really smoke weed anymore. But listening to that, I just picture you at like 10 o'clock last night, just like facing a blunt, like, oh, I'm going to jot this down.
I thought about it for a half a second, like last night, because I'm watching Groovy, and I put up a tweet that just said Groovy, Groovy, Groovy. And I put it up there, and I looked at my own tweet, I'm like, Groovy, 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 do, do, do. And I'm like, and then this morning, it popped in my head again. Remember, I was like putting together my Migs report, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to talk about Philip Grubauer. And I'm like, oh, what if I write a song? That's the stupid song that I put together. Groovy, groovy, groovy. One of my buddies, my buddy Paul, he tweeted, he's like, lose all of my contact info. you hear about that other hockey player? The the dude for the Minnesota, for the Winnipeg Jets?
Oh, with all the...
Morgan Barron? He got the skate to the eye?
Right, and then comes back and plays in the game.
75 stitches, and they asked after the game, they're like, hey, man, what were you thinking?
Just trying to figure out if the puck went in, because it's sitting pretty close. And
that's all he had to think about. He's I know bleeding.
My buddy sent me that, and he just goes, definition of hockey guy.
It is, man. That's just a whole other level. Like most players, you get cut where you need 75
stitches, a lot of stitches.
That would mean that you're probably done for the night.
Yeah.
This guy's like, stitch me up, man. I want to get back out there. And still played.
Yeah.
And then put one of the big, like the bird cages on, like the safety.
Safety. I tell you what, it was funny. Last night in that Kraken game, they were doing a good job of explaining the face. Because it's like, right with the visor. Excuse me. Because the NHL is trying to make them bigger, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But some of the guys are still grandfathered in. Because I remember when I was a kid, helmets really were a big thing that was changing.
Yes.
So like Rod Langway for the Caps, it was like a legend.
Yep.
He was grandfathered in, so he never wore it.
Yeah, because when we were growing up, there were still a handful of players that were wearing no helmets at all.
Correct.
Which is crazy to think about now. And also, this isn't that long ago. This is like 30 years ago.
Yeah, and like, I don't know if you could tell from watching on TV, and I only know this from sitting on the bench with the donkeys. Even at that like beer league level, like, yeah, it's kind of scary sitting on the bench.
Yes.
Like, I do not want to see a puck come through that bench.
Dude, I was terrified coaching the donkeys this weekend. Even like the guy that was the scorekeeper, he was running the tournament. He goes over, he goes, look, you usually got to wear a helmet up here, man. Like, so if you get hit in the head, it's on you. I'm like, that's cool. I don't worry. I don't know if that's a legal binding contract that we just had, but sure, don't worry about it.
Yeah, there was a couple times in Spokane I'd be on that bench like,
yeah.
How are people not playing? It's shocking to me that like, if you had a choice, be like, nah, I'm not going to wear a helmet.
Like coaches. The coaches don't have helmets.
I mean, I think that helps because their benches are a little deeper.
Kind of.
I don't know,
man. A puck could find you. You never know. But with that one, though, it was a skate. It was the goalie skate that he bopped into. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, look, the only thing I can think of is that one legend dude that got kicked out of a league for stabbing a guy with a skate. I think his name was Happy Gilmore.
Yes. I remember at one point, like, he broke his leg of a guy, I think it was on the Bruins, and he was still trying to skate out there as he's, like, falling over because he wanted to finish his shift. And you're just like, hockey players are a different breed. And I'm not, like, trying to pull the old hockey players are tougher than football players, this. But, like, some of these stories, look, every athlete is tough, obviously.
Sure.
But hockey players are mental. Like, they just want, especially in the playoffs. In the NHL playoffs, it's like, They were conditioned since they were kids that all they ever wanted to do is raise that Stanley Cup over their head. Like, it's a bigger deal than I think any other trophy. That's why there's so much history behind it. And 75 stitches is not going to stop this man from helping his team win a Stanley Cup.
I also like the Stanley Cup Twitter. Just shuts down. And then what was it, Sunday before the playoffs started? It was just fired back up, like, who's trying to get me this year? And I'm just like,
who wants this?
Right? Like, get it, Stan. Like, I'm like, that's going to be hard not to tweet around, like, all through the offseason and regular season. As soon as playoff starts, there's the Stanley Cup tweeting again.
It's the greatest, man.
It is the best trophy in sports.
And that game one, can we have at least three more games like that? I'd love a sweep, obviously. But, man, it's like people all around the country are now all of a sudden like, wait a second, this Kraken team, they're not a joke.
Yeah.
It's cool.
All right. I would be remiss if I didn't mention we did go to Raw. Steve Miggs is a legend at wrestling events.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. There's
Ted's popular, too.
There's men's room fans there, too. But it wasn't even the BJ and Miggs aspect. It's just the wrestling aspect.
I'm one of them, and like I'm a person that has a public persona. And they're like, there he is.
Yeah.
Miggs. It's so much fun.
I was like, Becky Lynch yelled at you?
Dude, that was amazing. We're sitting, and like, obviously, I know Becky but we don't like, we're not like text buddies. Like, we've texted before for like just random stuff or like DM'd on like Instagram. But honestly, since she's had a kid and like life is a little bit crazier, so I don't really ever hear back or I don't even write her. So like, I'm never that person that's good at like keeping in touch with like a celebrity. Because I'm afraid that
you don't want to, right? Because you don't want to be like you're bugging them,
right? So I'd rather just leave them alone. Even though I've never gotten a vibe that I'm bugging her, like when I hit her up like about the roast, she sent a video instantly. Like she's always been nothing but great. But like so, like she comes out, I'm in my head, I'm still like I don't want to like I don't want to be like, Becky, it's me. But we're just standing there, and of course we're second row. And she just looks over. She's like, Steve, Ted. She said Ted, too. I think I heard it.
All right. That's, I was like, this is unbelievable.
It was crazy. And then she walks over to, she was with Trish Stratus before Trish, that bitch, turned on her. But before that, they were friends. And then she went over and like pointed us out. Like, oh, those are my, that was amazing.
That was a fun time. I haven't been to a Raw in forever. That was pretty fun.
And that was the moment where Mighty Mouse, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, the UFC legend, does stuff with Bellator. Right. He's sitting in front of us with his whole family. And then at that point, like, we became cool.
Right.
He turned around, he's like, I know you guys. And they were like, yeah, we both interviewed you in studio.
Right. And I like his wife was like, I told you we've been in their studio.
Yeah.
What's he in, one championship now? I know he has a fight like this weekend or next weekend coming up.
Oh, does he? Yeah. Okay. That was cool to see all the wrestlers geek out when they saw him. Like Bobby Lashley.
Oh, I mean, he's a
couple
legend.
Other guys too. Like the Usos were pointing at him like, oh crap, that's Mighty Mouse. Like, that's so random. Like, because I don't know if like anyone really knew. I'm sure somebody did that, hooked him up with those tickets. But it's not,
I think,
like,
him and Bobby somehow are buddies.
It seemed that way because Bobby made it a point to come over and chat it up with him.
Yeah. And somebody else was telling me the last show they were at, they saw those two talking. But yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome being there with you. Thanks to everybody that said hello. But yeah, I was just like, God damn, Mix is a legend.
And shout out to the Ted Smith, who is clearly thinks every ball guy looks the same.
All right. Real quick. So,
the greatest thing ever.
It's Monday afternoon, Monday after Easter. I have the day off. I may have gotten a little herbal enhancement before I show up, walk into Buckley's on the Queen Anne, and there is a bald man, I think looked a little bit like you.
I mean, yeah, we had the same hairline.
Sitting at the bar.
And bald with no facial hair.
Right.
Which is rare.
Like white guy in his 40s.
Yep.
I walk straight over to him, and I'm about to say something to him, and then Steve's at the table next to him outside the bar, and Steve's like, Ted. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
And the guy's finishing his meal, so as I'm walking over, I'm like, damn, Steve didn't even wait for me.
Right.
So then Steve's like, I'm over here.
And I'm watching Ted walk to this guy, and you can tell Ted's eyes are barely open. Like, yeah, I could tell, like, okay, Ted either just woke up or just ripped a massive bong rip or whatever
right?
it was.
Right.
And you're just...
That's exactly what I did. I just smoked before I left the house. Like, oh, man, let's get hungry.
And I made sure to sit down so I could see the door so I'd be able to wave you. And as you walk in, I'm watching you. And you're like beeline straight to this other bald guy. And I'm like maybe 10 feet from him. I'm like, Ted. Oh, and you turn around. Best part. Now we're ordering our stuff. The bartender comes over and just looks at Ted, taps him on the shoulder, goes, so all bald guys look alike, huh? I saw that.
I know. I was like, I know her too. I was like, damn it.
I almost spit out my soda. I was laughing so hard. It was so great. Ted. What? I'm bald too. He takes off his hat. Like, I'm not just, you know, stereotyping bald people. I'm bald as well.
Oh, and I'm trying to defend it. Like, he looks a little bit like Steve.
I have a bald friend.
Jeez. I'm a baldist.
You are a baldist.
Sometimes we hate ourselves.
And you know what? Sometimes that happens. I think I saw Dave Chappelle skit about it.
I was just thinking about that. Right? Jesus. All right, let's go.
All right, we got to get out of here. Anything going on this weekend?
Yes, Men's Room. Men's Room World Tour kicks off. We'll be down at Muckleshoot Casino from 3 to 6 in the Galaxy showroom, I believe.
Okay.
But either way, it's a free event. Show up first. It's supposed to be first 99 people because of the advocates. They bought Men's Room sausage for everybody.
Oh, that's cool.
But I think it's going to be 95 because the four of us want to eat a sausage as well.
Well, that seems fair.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, come down. I'm going to look bad. I can't remember the band that's playing, but we have a band coming.
Dead Rebel Saints.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, but 3 to 6, we hanging out. And then, honestly, that'll be a nice, like, I don't know, get there early. Get some pre-drinks in you. Play some craps or something. Bet a little money. And then also get fired up, because then after that, I think I'm going to go over to Mike's house and watch that Kraken game.
Oh, big game. I wish I could.
Sounders are at home this weekend, too, at 7:30.
Mariners.
This city is going to be crazy this
weekend. All three games are around the same time, between 6:30 and 7:30.
Yeah. I would also, like, listen, it's not just because I ride it every day now, but I would really, if you're coming to one of the sporting events this weekend, try to use public transportation.
Rain's playing earlier in the day as well. It's busy.
Like, I would hop on the train this weekend and getting in and out of Seattle.
I mean, I'm so scared of traffic that I'm just going to another country.
Yeah, you're going to Canada.
I'm up in Canada. Look, if you live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Saturday night, I'll be wrestling with All-Star Wrestling. Show starts at 7:30. I think doors open at 5:45, and it's at the Maritime Labor Center. in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm going to be there for All-Star Wrestling, part of the prestigious Pacific Cup Tournament.
Ooh.
Will I walk away the champion? Funny part is I didn't realize that this tournament is for cruiserweights, and I am not a cruiserweight.
What's cruiserweight?
Like 205 and lighter.
What do you weigh right now?
Like, I don't know, 215?
What are you going to do, a weight cut?
I don't know. I might just be like, I don't know if this matters.
That is awesome.
I didn't know that until like this week. That
I wouldn't think about it either because it's like pro wrestling and not like...
Well, you know, in wrestling, we lie about our weight. Usually we lie about being heavier.
Right.
Like, I'll be billed as like 225 or 230. Now I'll just make sure I'm billed as 205, baby.
I like the idea. You get there, they're just like, here's your sauna suit. Go get the sauna. You got to lose 10 pounds in 24 hours.
I'm like, wait, we're actually going to enforce this rule, but everything else is predetermined. But we're enforcing this rule. Yes. Otherwise, just go back to America, sir.
Just go back to America, sir. That sounds so disrespectful. They would say please or something.
Hey.
Hey, go back to America, please. Hey. They would never say it that. I'd do a terrible Canadian accent.
Sound like my kid asking to get a food.
Right.
Please, can I have...
Please, can I have beer?
Hey.
Hey. Please, can I have Molson, eh?
I do have to say, real quick, Kraken scored that first goal. Tolvanen scores. I freak out. Tatum knows what I looks at me celebrating because I was watching on my phone because we're about ready to put her to bed. She's like, Daddy, Kraken scored? I'm like, yeah. And she high-fived me.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, you are so great. We got our own special handshake, too.
Nice.
We call it pop the balloon.
Pop the balloon?
Yeah, I'll put my fist out, and she puts her fist, and we pop balloons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right. So I got you.
If you ever see Tatum, pop balloon.
It. Pop it. Pop it. All right.
Groovy. Gotta go. It's the end of the MegaCast show.
Turn me up in the headphones. Biatch.
It's time for Ted. Here you go, Ted.
No, I'm leaving.
All right, we're out of here. Follow us on Twitter at the MegaCast.
Yeah.
Turn them up.
I just do the part at the end where I go, biatch.